Well, we talked about housing and we had a map. Trudy was the brainstorm, and there were a lot of equally good helpers, but had a map of the city and had pinpoints where the black people lived, and we had some, I guess the big thing that we did was help pave the streets in Southeast Denton, because a lot of property was owned by people who didn't keep their property up. And you know, I'm not as articulate about that as I should be, but that was one of the big accomplishments, getting right-of-ways and getting the streets paved, because they were muddy and nasty and not, and then the people who, I think they even posted the names of the slumlords.
So this housing project that, so the housing project that the interracial group was involved in, when did it take place?
The what?
The urban renewal project, repaving the roads, when did it take place? Do you remember?
Oh, no. But it was a big, big deal. It was a big deal, and it got a lot of play, because there were landlords. They had to get permission to, and we marched, and of course I wasn't in on the negotiation with the putting the names on the wall in the city hall about people that owned the property, you know, that weren't keeping it up and had to get permission. And that's where some of the, at that point I was more a follower than a leader. I mean, Trudy was the spark plug, and I've kind of forgotten the, I remember the day and the march and the outcome, but the specifics are a little vague.
Do you know if there was any resistance by the city or the community to start the project?
That's where Trudy had some of the city fathers said, you know, we don't need that, we can take care of it, and she just kept her feet to the fire, and they had to follow through with it. And I can't, the specifics I don't remember, but I know she was just dogged, and you know, the city fathers, well, we can do that, or we can do it, and she held the feet to the fire till they did it.